This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a start above that 14,000 mark, and why not? The US markets closed at record highs. The Dow gained more than 200 points. The futures, the Wall Street futures is pointing to some more gains. This is as Donald Trump signed the COVID relief package yesterday. And plus, the House of Representatives have cleared a COVID relief direct payment package to $2,000 for every eligible person from $600. The question is whether the Senate is likely to pass it. But the movement on the COVID relief package has pushed up the US market. Even for the Indian markets, the momentum has been positive. We closed in the green for the fourth consecutive session. Yesterday, the Nifty had a gap up opening. We built on the strength. We virtually closed at the day's high. And there is absence of negative news, which could push the Nifty closer to that 14,000 mark. Even the news on the vaccination and the COVID cases in India continues to be positive. Adar Poonawalla of Serum Institute has indicated that he expects emergency use authorization for its vaccine in the next few days. India's active cases is now at 1.26% of the total global count. So that's a positive. Inflows into the Indian markets continue to be positive. Yesterday, the FIs bought 1,589 crore in the cash market. The DII sold 1,389 crore. That trend continues. FII inflows, DII outflows. The queues appear, are stacked up positive. But bear in mind, the gross volumes are on the lower side. So the moves tend to be exaggerated as we close out this particular year. The queues that we're tracking, one, the RBI research paper has indicated that the average inflation since 2014, ex of COVID, is closer to that 4% mark, which means there is a possibility that this inflation targeting at 4% plus and minus 2% is likely to extend itself even beyond next year. So that is a positive. So, for now, as I said, the SGX 50 is suggesting a positive start. Let's see whether we can build on the momentum. With that, it's me signing off. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Tuesday. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.